America is in shock after the deadliest mass shooting in US history. 50 people have died, 53 are wounded after a lone gunman opened fire on hundreds of patrons inside a gay nightclub in Florida. The gunman's been identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a US citizen of Afghan descent. The attack's been called an act of terrorism and claimed by Islamic State, but authorities are still trying to determine whether Mateen has links to terror groups. Almost 600 Australians are being recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours. The New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, is among those being honoured, along with Indigenous leaders Warren Mundine and Rod Roberts, the Governor of South Australia, Hui Van Lee, and high-profile philanthropist Ros Packer are among 10 men and 3 women recognised with the highest honour, a Companion of the Order of Australia. Singer Kate Ceberano has been honoured for her contribution to the performing arts. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will today promise $1 billion over 10 years to protect the Great Barrier Reef. The money provides concessional loans for clean energy projects that reduce runoff from agriculture and sewage treatment plants. And Labor will today roll out its NBN policy, which includes a promise to connect twice as many Australians with fibre to the home. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, will promise to spend $1 billion more than the government on the NBN.